Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to do your daily devotion, quiet time with God daily. Go to your prayer altar, which will either be kneeling beside your bed, or sitting or leaning on a chair in your room, standing up on your feet, laying flat, face down on your carpet, or if you have another room set aside for that purpose, good. If there is a place the family converge for early morning family prayers, that's the prayer altar. Prayer altar is not erecting an object or hanging a picture in the corner to be bowed down to. No. On your prayer altar, listen to Turning Point for meditation, receiving the day's prayers, and be responding with amen, I receive it. Engage in whatever faith prophetic action we may be led to take for the day. Praise and pray more on your own as much as you can. Then read the day's portion of a short Bible study from our daily devotional prayer booklet, published monthly, available both in hard and soft copies. Combine the two, Turning Point audio and booklet. If you are consistent with it, your spiritual life shall be completely transformed. If you subscribe for Turning Point prayer booklet, its content shall be sent to your phone for daily engagement. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so today if you are yet to subscribe or renew your subscription. Welcome also to Sunday, the 27th day in October 2024. This is your miracle day. It is your day of divine surprises. It's your day of signs and wonders. Please open your hand and heart to receive what God has sent and be responding with amen, I receive it. The Lord will bless your rising up and your lying down. He will bless your going out and your coming in. He shall bless the work of your hand. He will bless the means of your livelihood. Psalm 55 verse 22 says, cast your burden upon the Lord. He shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. That is you. Your righteousness is not of yourself. It's in Christ that justified you. I therefore pronounce you uncondemnable, unblameable, unharassable, unmolestable, and unkillable, and invincible. The blood of Jesus Christ wash you clean from sin and unrighteousness. He will not suffer your feet to be moved. Psalm 105, verses 14 and 15 is God's memo to you this day. Hear it. He will suffer no man to do you wrong. He will reprove kings for your sake, saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. Hey, from now on, any hand raised against you shall be paralyzed. Any mouth open to curse you shall go dumb, and any eye that look at you with evil intention shall go blind. Any altar of evil erected for your sake, any shrine, coven of witches and wizard, where your name or your things may be taken to, shall catch fire. Any arrow shot at you, your children, and anything that belong to you shall backfire back to the senders. God shall not allow you to be delivered to the hands of the enemies. Who is this? You are so much bothered and burdened by the turn of event in your life and in your space. You feel the pain. You hear the negative news. Fear comes to your mind and you are so anxious. Thus says the Lord, have your peace. Have your peace. Hand it over to me. I care for you. I will intervene in this matter. The outcome shall glorify my name. In the end, you shall rejoice and you celebrate, says the Lord of hosts. Listeners, if that is for you, believe God, it will never fail. If you are attending a service today, two instructions for you. One, don't be late. Leave home on time. Two, look into your house or your wallet. Give someone a gift today in the service. Anything, a biro, a jotter, an handkerchief, some sweet you have at home, a recharge card, a food item, fruit or orange, look into your refrigerator, a water bottle or water sachet, anything you can find to give anyone, to someone, your old, young or old, money inclusive. whatever the amount, small or big. Give something out that you can afford in the service today. Don't say you don't have anything. No, check well. Serviette paper, a drinking cup on your shelf, an old gift someone gave you and you are not using. Turning Point booklet is also one of it. You have something that you can give out. It is coming to my heart, my mind so strongly today. As you do, thank God for being alive to be a blessing to someone. If you will not be in any service, still look for someone around your vicinity and environment to give something to as described. I prophesy to everyone's lives, your life will not lack gift. You will not lack help and assistance. Expect God's divine visitation this week. God shall bless you in return for your obedience to divine instruction. Hold or raise your phone. I want to prophesy unto you today, alert upon alert. I speak over your life. Your account shall be seriously and heavily credited this week. People shall give to you precious gift. God shall put your name in people's mind to bless you and your children. Say amen. TPGF, we are a giving people. We love giving. We are seed sowers. That is why we will never lack. Givers will never lack. Testimonies of divine surprises and blessings will follow this act today. I'm waiting for your testimony. October 27, bond people, your birthday prayers. Open your hand. Be blessed. Your new age is blessed. God shall give you a special birthday gift. He will also inspire people to bless you for your birthday. Say amen. Right, listeners, today is day 7 of healing prayers. I believe many have been healed during the week as we pray. Please check your body. As soon as you see changes, send your testimonies so that those listening may be inspired to believe God for their own miracles as well, and so that God can do more and the enemy will not steal the miracle. From tomorrow, we shall start a 2-week journey into knowledge, wisdom, insightful teachings from question and answers approach. So send your new questions or your new situations and resend the ones you have been sending, which you have not been able to treat. But if you have treated a similar question or situation to your satisfaction, you don't need to send it again. Just follow the counsel and do the instruction. Let's spend the remaining time today for more healing prayers. Someone is on dialysis machine. Kidney issues. Anyone with kidney challenge, kidney stone, kidney infections, blood in your urine, you shall be supernaturally healed today as we pray. Take a sip of the blessed water after the prayer and tie the anointed mantle on yourself to sleep for 5 to 7 days as a faith action. You shall be healed. Someone has short breath and you get tired so easily. You feel tired from time to time. Swollen leg also. Someone's leg is swollen. Maybe a sign of heart issue, perhaps. Whatever the case is, you shall be healed. Hemorrhoid. Someone is bleeding from the anus. When you go to poo, you see blood in the basin. Then a bleeding woman, menstrual bleeding for days. Fibroid. A woman with fibroid. You are getting healed today. Cases mentioned, lay hand on your body. I was standing in the gap for your loved ones with such issues. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, be healed. I say be healed. Short breath, tiredness, swollen legs, heart disease of any kind, hemorrhoid, excessive bleeding, menstrual pain or fibroid, you are enemies. I command you, leave their body systems now. Be uprooted. Leave. Die and leave your victims alone in the name of Jesus. Everyone concerned, I pronounce you are healed. Now, whether your case was specifically mentioned or not, if you have faith for your healings, lay hands on where you have pains in your body. Believe God, your healing shall be effected. I speak to everyone's life, be healed. Aches and pains, sicknesses and diseases, leave the body of your victims. Leave and go in Jesus' name. Everyone shout, I am healed. Say it 2 more times. I am healed. I am healed. Yes, you are. Believe and act in line. Act in faith. Exercise your faith. you will see a complete change in Jesus' name. Please forward this message to all on your contact. Let them also listen, believe, and receive their healings. Do so every day. Let what is blessing you bless your contact, beginning from your family members to friends and neighbors. It's a good way of serving God, for which God will reward you heavily. Today is Sunday. Is the climax of our 3-day special ministrations to firstborn and sons in the city of Ibadan. We started Friday evening. Please connect, come to Dominion City today if you are within the city, and then it shall be live streamed on our social media platforms. Please connect, search for the Real Femi Emmanuel on your social media platforms, watch live or watch later, but please watch. Connect your firstborn and sons. Connect your firstborn husband, your firstborn wife, everyone you know. Connect them. The issue of firstborn concerns everyone. Everyone has something to do with firstborn and sons, whether you are the firstborn or not. Connect and obey all the instructions God will lay in our heart that you should do. It is starting 8 a.m. Nigerian time. Please do so. It will bless you. Titers and seesawers and donors using our local bank account still be doing so through Zenith account, Zenith Bank, and Access Bank. When the GTB bank is fully back to operation, we will let you know. But for now, do your tithing and seesawing through the Zenith and the Access account of Turning Point or Living Spring. Please do so. And our PayPal is working, platform is working, is active. So all members doing their tithing and seesawing in dollars, in Canadian dollars, in euros, please use our PayPal account. Then UK members and donors doing yours in pound sterling, use the Turning Point Global HSBC account. For details, send a chat to Adeola on 074-111-28401. For the Zenith account details of the commission or the Access Bank account, send a chat to +234-809-789-4000. Do so now. I prophesy to everyone's life connected to this anointing and obeying divine instruction. The power of God will overwhelm you. You will see the hand of God bigger than your expectation. You will never come down. You begin to go up to the end of your life. God's sweet anointing shall be on you. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. TPGF, answer, truly blessed. Bye.